It was nice yesterday they brought out that first edition of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. So we
Wow.
just because they knew we were there studying bears, and they had it, so they just took it out, which was nice to see.
It looked like it was a good group. So they had their own, Cornell had their own archivist, and then Andy brought a videographer.
Yeah, she's based here in Ithaca, and he hired her just for this gig. She does a lot of stuff. Like, one of my exes was a videographer, and he didn't do half the stuff that she did. She's like a one-man band kind of thing. So she really did a ton of stuff.
Great.
Very cool.
Okay, where are people? I bet people are trying to use the regular link, but I did a new meeting link for this since it's, let me send that to people. Let's see, Peter.
Walt Whitman, the original bear.
There's a. I didn't realize that in the first edition of it, he didn't put his name onto it. He just put his image on, and there's this kind of very kind of like cocky image of him as looking very beary, as basically the author's attribution. I was looking it up afterwards. I didn't realize what a scandalous text it was when it was first released.
There was Hans Ulrich, right out of Germany, for the earnings. We ran across his plaza when we were visiting Munich.
Oh.
We just randomly ran into this little tiny plaza which had his name, and I went, "Oh my God!" And Leslie said, "What?" I said, "Hans Ulrich. Who? One of the most important." So yeah, I have a photo
Yeah.
of me with his name, the street name above me.
It was nice meeting Andy in person as well. Like, I again got the impression that, of course, he's very professional, but he himself has become a bit of an expert in bear history, and he seems like somebody who is really invested in this. So, yeah, came away kind of just feeling very confident that he's the right kind of person to be doing this.
With Andy.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. We spent a couple hours with him between, he did the presentation at the Lone Star, and he absolutely understands our place, our organization's place in the history, Les's place in the history, the Lone
Yeah.
Star's place in the history. Very professional, called us by name from the crowd because it was, crowded bar. And then we had a follow-up meeting, I guess the next day we had lunch and
Yeah,
talked.
Cove.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the right guy. We're going to give him
Yeah,
access to our unreleased interview archives. I just have to move stuff from my Dropbox to the BHPI Dropbox, but we're going to give him access to that. And then how do you know how the videos that are being transcribed, or is it transcribed? Is that the right word? The ones that were getting copied,
the
digitized. So
digitized,
are those going to come back to us, or?
they will be made available online so that anybody can look at them.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to really share it. We could let people know, but they'll be just available once they're done. Okay.
Yeah,
Is
so as I
this.
understand it, you should just be able to go into the library catalog and look at them there.
Okay.
Those would be stuff that was on VHS tape and such.
Yeah. So when, actually, when Les and I were there the other day, there had been some stuff removed from the boxes we were working on, and they said, "Oh, this is some of the stuff that's being digitized." So it's happening right now.
Good. Okay. And was it 20 of them total?
I think so. Yeah. Having said that, they did. I think they've lost one of the items, and the most important one to me, which is the one of Allen Ginsberg, this video interview with him at the Vermont Bear Film Festival. They cannot find where that is. And so I'm kind of worried about what's happened to it.
Yeah. Well, one out of 20 or one out of 75 boxes of things. So it's really good that thanks again to the Centaurs, we have the funds to get some of this digitized and not be lost to history that way. So that's good. So,
I wonder, I
well,
mean, Ginsberg is so well covered. I wonder if that's showed up in any other archives covering just him on the beach.
yeah, I don't know. We did find some not photos, but we found some like slides of him at the event. I think it will be about somewhere. They've removed things, and I don't think they've always recorded properly where it's what has been removed. And then I noticed this, it was really just after Les and I got back in January, they had added a new section onto the finding guides with digital materials. So it is like it's there's still kind of processing happening with it. Oh,
Great.
there's Les. Hi, Les.
Hi.
Hey, and Alejandro. So everyone's here, but I gotta watch my little number because sometimes Hunter will stealth in and not come on video. But I'm only showing five of us so far. I've texted him this link. Sorry to show this, throw people that
You sent me the
I did a
link to
different link, different.
DVDs at Cornell.
I did a different video than our regular meetings because I didn't want to shoo people away. Not that anyone really ever shows up. But anyway, so I assume Hunter will appear. So hey, everybody else, welcome to our annual meeting. We just have a couple kind of annual things, and then since we're almost all here, it's a good chance to look at some other stuff. So this plus Hunter is the current board. Board terms are technically for 2 years, starting in May. There's Hunter. Hey, Hunter.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. I had trouble getting to my dorm.
Oh, okay. I was afraid that people didn't realize I did a different link for this meeting. So anyway, hey there. So the first main agenda item is this is the current board. Board terms are technically for 2 years. There's no penalty for leaving the board. There's no you can't rejoin, or there's no shame if people cannot be a board member for the coming year. But does anybody want to speak up and not be part of the board for this for 2026? Alejandro's okay. Hunter, I'm really looking at you because I think of you as the busiest one. I mean, I know Nick is a professor, but I also think of you as really busy.
Yeah, it might be a good idea, especially since 2026 to 2027 is the year before my defense. I don't know how busy I'm going to be with trying to finish the dissertation. So it
Okay.
might be a good idea for this semester for this year for me to step down.
Okay. We'll find somebody else.
I'm pretty busy between my two jobs, but I'd like to stay on and try to carve out some more time for the organization.
Great. And Nick, you're
I'm
okay?
happy. Yeah, I'm happy to stay involved.
You seem to be juggling things between hot lava and overseas trips, and so you're good.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's just my job.
Okay. And Les, I know that one of your requirements is as vice president, you want to make sure you're not being tasked to be again come president. And that is true. As vice president, you're not being asked to eventually become president, but you're okay to remain on the board.
At this salary, how could I turn it down?
A free
Same.
lunch once a year and a
And all the
banner
stock
once a year.
options.
Yes.
Same. Yeah, same. Absolutely stay on. Yeah.
Stock options. Great. Okay. All right. So,
How could I refuse?
so Hunter, I assume, the second set of jobs is officer. So I assume really what we're talking about is you as secretary. We want to find somebody else to be secretary because the secretarial jobs are the officer jobs are 1 year. Okay. Okay. Oh, so I've got there's a little agenda thing here, but I've been actually putting notes here in this file. Let me share this. Share, share, share. Share this proposed agenda. So can people see my text only thing here? Looks like showing. Finances. I went ahead, I just went and got our current checking account balance, a little over, well, almost $23,000 in checking. And that's pretty steady because the things we're spending money on are either extremely recurring or relatively small. We have Descript, we have Zoom. No, we don't have Zoom. Yeah, we do have a Zoom account. We have a Dropbox account and then a few other things. So that's our current balance. I just did a bunch of expenses. I think it was about $1,600. Those all got reimbursed. And I shifted some things from my checking to BHPI checking, so there'll be fewer reimbursements in the future. I decreased the Descript number of seats from 2 to 1 for now, so that's now half as expensive. I said I was going to ask Mike Hernandez. When I saw him last here in San Francisco, he said he was going to help with annual filing of I guess tax related stuff, and I hadn't followed up with him. I hadn't gotten anything from him, so I just sent him an email to ask him, is he still going to help with that, and what is it? So that's hopefully on its way.
If not, I can help out with that too.
Do you know what we need to do for annual filing?
Well, it's a tax return, but I mean, since our expenses are limited and income is there's been donations, it should be pretty simple. So just a tax return that should be posted on our website, and state filings. So.
So we've had, I guess in 2025, we had two big donations from the Centaurs. And then we've had a couple other, $20, $25 donations, I think is all.
Yeah, $25. It's just a matter as a whole. If I figure it out, I'll get it done. It'll save us several $100. So.
Again, so technically our annual, I've lost all my words. Our year runs from June 1st to end of May. So in theory, we have another month to get that done. I'm sure
Sounds
there's not a
perfect.
big deal.
By the way, Phil, I asked my friend David, the one that helped us out with the earbuds, to see if he's interested at all in the secretary position, if you're open to that.
Oh, cool. Would he be interested?
He hasn't responded yet. So I just messaged him right now. So as soon as Hunter said it was open. So.
We're friends on Facebook, so I can hound him there.
Yeah, I just texted him directly, but go ahead and hound him. So.
Great. He and I have other things to talk about too.
Cool.
Great. Now, the other thing, Alejandro, on the financial side is, when I look at our BHPI from my Chase, from my phone, it looks like there are transactions that have been commingled between what look like transactions that you meant to do on your own, transactions that I meant to do on my own, and Bear History Project finances things.
Okay,
And
let's
I
go
haven't
on
been
this.
into Chase yet to ask them.
Okay, let's look at that, because if that happened by accident, then I owe BHPI back. So because I that shows up on my too. So but let's get
Because
yours and mine squared away. So.
I think I was looking at my annual car registration payment, and I thought, hey, did that go through yet? And well, why isn't it showing on my, why isn't it paid by my checking? And I'm sure I used my correct card to do that. So,
Okay, let's look at that after this.
Okay, so Les and Nick, on your various trips to the Great White North, you have a book report. How did those go? Anything you want to report to BHPI in terms of, I mean, both of you have been posting things, so those are good to see. Nick, you're looking for an assistant for work with you at your university as well.
So we've got an assistant. So I've won a small amount of money to hire a paid student research assistant. He has now been hired. He will, it's only a few months of work, so he's going to be working from the end of April until the middle of July. And essentially his role is just going to be to sort and organize all the stuff that Les and I have done. It's not particularly difficult work, but I'm glad that he's taking it off of our hands. And then I might get him to kind of come and present some of the materials at places in the UK as well. Anyway, so that's where we are right now. I'm halfway through my final trip. We have now gone through most of the boxes that we identified as this is what we want to go into the community inventory document. I will say So Andy was filming us on Monday and Tuesday. It was quite disruptive. It did kind of hold us back from our work quite a lot, but I think Les and I both believe in the film enough for us to do that. So I've got a couple more boxes to go through probably on Monday, and then I've also got some extra time to go through the magazines which had been removed from the collection. But Les and I have had a look through some of them, and we can incorporate that into the guide as well. So right now for BHPI, there's nothing that needs to be done. What we're going to be doing over the next few months is waiting for Dorian to do the organizing, and then Les and I will be starting to have meetings where we talk about, well, what do we want to do with this? What are we going to write about? I think we both have some ideas already about what's kind of jumping out, but we'll develop that a bit through meetings over the coming months. So certainly for the rest of you guys, there's nothing else that urgently needs to be done right now.
Okay, I'll just mention when we talk about Andy is Andy Langdon, who's working on the Bears documentary. Several of us, Mel and I and Les, have all seen the 1 hour version. He's still working on it. He's moving either towards a 4 hour miniseries or a 2 hour release, or he's talking to, let's just say, various outlets that might carry it. I asked him about film festival, and he immediately shut me up. He's like, don't even speak. Don't speak about that right now. But he's doing an amazing job. Several of us have been very impressed with him. So if people don't know, when we talk about Andy, that's Andy Langdon. If you look at, I think it was Les took photos at Cornell of Andy putting microphone on. So that's Andy. I'll call him, let's call him an honorary bear. Apparently his fiance is a bear, but he fits right in, and he's really learned a lot about the bear community. He's a absolute worthwhile academic nerd, studying us, so that's great. So Nick, and your money is holding out, just in terms of, you don't it's not like, oh, if you had an extra $1,000 that's outside of your grant that would very much benefit BHPI,
I
nothing.
don't think so. I mean, the only pain in the arse for me is getting payments back to Les, because my university is a fucking nightmare with paying externals. But I have all of Les's receipts, and it will just take a bit of time for me to get it through the university systems.
Okay, so we could do a three-way. So
All right. Go on.
if it's extensive and your university would repay BHPI, then we BHPI could pay less, and then your university could reimburse BHPI.
I think that would be, I mean, that would be adding too much complication for the university.
Okay. All right. And you've sorted out any kind of overseas storage of materials that you were concerned about before? Okay.
So I figured out there's an online platform I can use which I'm very happy with. I don't know if the university would be happy with it, but I'm very happy with it. So it seems to be all fine from my perspective.
Okay. Les, anything from you from the trips?
From Cornell,
Yeah, those trips.
yeah, well, only a couple of things. One, I think we will either write up or kind of reprint one of the reports that we're going to be working on to the BHPI and maybe post it. And the other thing, Nick is going to talk to Brenda Marston again, and we seem to have found out why they stopped collecting our materials. And that's because corporate management doesn't want to build a new building or spend any money, so they're actually planning to throw stuff out.
Okay.
Yes. So what I heard was that they're not only are they not wanting to accept stuff, they're being heavily pressured to get rid of stuff as well.
Yeah. Could
Okay.
this, could that allow everything, could that allow all of the Bear Archive material to be moved out of Cornell to someplace else?
I think it's I think it's fine there. I don't think there's any indication that this archive is under threat at all. God knows what other stuff they have.
Yeah.
But I think it's it sounds like it's not a personal thing. Like they're not, it's not like they don't
Right.
want to take Les's materials. It's just that they're being pressured to not accept new stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, and a few other things. Jack Fritcher has just placed his materials at Cornell, so I think his and my materials at the same place would be very helpful for people. And after we find out what's going on with Cornell, I could approach one institute again, because that seems like the one place that would be open to continuing our submissions.
Okay.
And I need to go back and talk with the people in Chicago because of this difference in philosophy of how the leather community views bears and how the bear community
Yeah.
views bears. Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's mostly good news
So
then.
to clarify, the one archive is in Los Angeles, and it covers a lot of queer history and materials of various sorts. It's through UCLA, as I recall.
I think USC has taken over.
USC, USC. That
And
is a
that.
major, it's a major archive. Just have that as since for anybody that's listening to or reading the transcript.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry I couldn't join you guys. I've got a lot going on here, so it would have been great to be part of the Andy trip, especially. It'd be great to meet you, Nick, someday. So sorry I couldn't make it, but it was absolutely the right decision for me right now. So okay, Hunter, next thing on the agenda, I just want to double check. Have you written a thank you to the Centaurs for their big?
I'll do that as soon as I log off. I apologize.
Great. Okay. So you have names, and I think I emailed you some possible
I was
names.
going to say, didn't you send it over in Facebook Messenger?
One of those, yeah. So I would start with so Ali Lopez is one of the key people, and
Oh,
then
nice.
Chris Brush is probably why we're getting money, because he and I appeared in the Washington Blade together in a scandalous photo. But I don't know if he is an official position. He's just like president emeritus or whatever. So I don't know who the official people are to address something to, but
No.
if we can get them something, I give them a big thank you on Facebook, but.
And
I'm
I
definitely
could
more
add
informed.
something too, in the sense what my partner Alan Fox was a Centaur, was with for 2 years in DC in the late 80s, early 90s. So, it could be another link to, a thanks and appreciation of the Centaurs.
I would ask Ali Lopez directly who he thinks should be named.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll
And
send
Hunter,
him.
I sent you his Facebook.
Who, Ali Lopez?
Yeah, you have
Oh,
his.
we're friends on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Okay, so before I ask people about anything else, I'm just thinking about and Nick, you the fact that you have an assistant for some of your work for the university, does this person have any video skills? Video editing?
I don't know.
Okay. Are they part of the Bear community or they're just paid help?
Not really. I mean, he does know about the Bear community. That's one of the reasons that I hired him. I have to say that the quality of the applications was dog shit. I was really horrified
Yeah.
by how bad they were. But so he's a trans guy, and he's not a bear himself, but he does know quite a lot about bear communities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the next thing I have on the agenda is I've just been thinking we have such a backlog of videos to release. I wonder if we should try to hire someone to go ahead and do that, to
I
do
think
our editing and release them.
it would probably be worth doing that if we could get somebody to do it for a reasonable wage per hour, and there's certainly a lot here in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So maybe we should start a broader discussion on the Messenger system board on Facebook or
Sure.
something like that, and look at that. I know a number of people who are videographers. If I could find one that was a good
Good.
A
Okay.
young queer videographer would be a really good choice here in the
Yeah,
Bay
somebody
Area.
who I look to Nick because I'm thinking there's some student who this would be an excellent piece of their thesis or master's or something as a side to we just need some work done. So, all right, yeah, let's talk about that, Mel.
Yeah.
Maybe to the our slightly larger Facebook Messenger group. We'll talk there, see if we can find somebody. Speaking of wayward videographers who I will never work with again. This is technically not Bear History Project work, but we hired Jessica to videotape the book signing, book presentation in January that Les and a couple other people were, panel discussion, blah, blah, blah. So we have paid her, but don't have audio visual from her yet. Do you know if
And
there's
so I've texted her once or twice. I haven't gotten through to her. I will call her.
Okay.
I take full responsibility for that. I have worked with Yessi at the San Francisco Public Press when she was with us. I literally traveled with you to her with her to Yosemite and did work on the Miwok tribes with her. We got some amazing work out of that. I've had her do great work on Alcatraz with me. As far as videography, she is really talented and really good. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I
Yes, he
think.
has become a housing advocate and lives in an RV.
Oh, right.
And I'm wondering if he lost her stuff or something weird, because this is not the way Yes, he has ever acted. So,
Yeah.
but I agree. We shouldn't. We had to make. Required her to make a choice between being a journalist and being an advocate, and she
Right.
chose to be an advocate.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I thought it would
Right.
be a positive thing to have her do that. I have another source for a videographer who's, as far as I know, a straight guy, but who's very good, named Teal Valdez, who we've used for events. So if we ever need to videotape something again, I would use Teo. He's very reliable.
Okay, we need an entrance screen. So I know the guy who used to run the Billy DeFrank Community Center in San Jose, and they were really close to what we call the Shark Tank, where the and so they would rent out the Shark Tank, they rent out their parking for Shark Tank parking, but they'd ask the person if they're gay because they give them a 10% discount if they were gay. I said, "Well, how did you enforce that?" He said, "Well, we had a male and we had a female attendant, and we'd ask to kiss them. And if they agreed, then we give them the 10% discount." Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, yeah, let's try to track that down. I'm hoping it's not lost audio visual. We had what I think was a misunderstanding. She said, "Well, I was waiting to get paid." And I said, "Well, here's the message where you said you were sending the video. So I was waiting for the video to pay you. So I've now paid her."
That's really odd that she didn't interface with me about it if she had a concern.
Yeah.
because again, Jesse, I consider Jesse a personal friend,
Yeah.
just a professional friend. So,
Okay. Hopefully it'll all go
yeah.
well. We took some snapshots. Otherwise, people were very happy. It was well attended. It went well. So hopefully that'll all magically work out. Okay, I have two more things. One is for and then is anyone have anything else? But so Nick, I sent you pins and business cards. Did that all magically, did you ever get them or return them or?
No, I asked for it to be returned.
Okay. I've not gotten them back.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with them because I'm sure as hell not going to pay whatever like $200 in like customs fees they wanted or something. But
Oh.
yeah, so I've told them twice to send that back.
Okay. Whoever it was, FedEx or UPS, I'll go back and see if they can trace the package. Yeah, because we paid a buttload of money to get them there in the first place. So I think that should have covered the return and they should have a good tracking on it.
When I was working with my friend Ken Radcliffe, he sent several paintings to me for an exhibit I did here, and they ended up sitting, I don't know, in some customs warehouse for 3 months.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll go back to the I still have the receipt of sending it, so we'll start with that. Okay. And then Les, you have some upcoming stuff. Are you in Estonia now?
I'm flying on Tuesday.
Okay. So you've got this upcoming Bears screening at Manlius Cinema in June.
Yep.
Any other upcoming events that we should know about?
Well, I'll be in Chicago for a week in May. So I can go to the Leather Archives and museum folks in person if there's a need. So to kind of back up a bit, in Estonia, Hunter has agreed to do interviews, and you're certainly welcome to join us, Phil, but the time zone is quite a stretch. And I will reach out to the organizer Alvar over this weekend to let him know that we're going to do this and how could he help, to have him put me in touch with people specifically.
Okay, and Hunter, you've got time for that? Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, and oh, more on that topic. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to suggest is seeing if we could get the P-Town Bears to do fundraising or work with us to do fundraising at P-Town Bear Week next summer. Because, along with San Francisco, P-Town seems to be like a big audience place for bear enthusiasts.
Is that like Labor Day? So we're talking Labor Day 2026.
I think it's the week after that, but I'll double check.
Is Andy doing a showing there?
I think
Yeah.
no. I had he
Really?
hadn't said anything about that. But he's funding himself, so it's extremely unlikely because P-Town Bear Week is exorbitantly expensive.
Yeah, unless he knows somebody right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might help with a fundraising effort if you mentioned that Centaurs has given us a significant contribution. It makes us more that the fact that another organization of some note has given us a pretty large donation makes other organizations more likely to donate to us.
Yeah, and I'll reach out to Frank Mahoney. He's the president of P-Town Bears.
Great. Anything else, Les?
Oh yeah, I think the last thing on my list here. Oh yeah, I'm putting the finishing touches on my slideshow presentation for Estonia, and it's a possibility of one of the things to do around bear history during Bearison. So I just wanted to add that as something to consider including.
Okay. Secretary position. Position. Alejandro is contacting him. Okay. I know this will all be transcribed, but I'm just kind of getting notes on too. Okay. Barrison. All right.
Oh yeah, and one other thing.
Yeah.
And I think I texted you on, or messaged you on Facebook this morning. Anyways, it would be great if you could get me a no larger than 2 foot by 3 foot banner
Right.
for, yeah, because the one you sent me, it's huge, and I hang it on a huge wall. But it's too big even for the tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 by 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got that message. I saw it. So, and that's for the June event, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And
It
then going forward, yeah.
only takes and this is to like tape to the front of things or whatever. You don't need a stand and
No, it'll get hung on the wall.
okay. And then Alejandro, I have a bunch of stuff to leave. Well, either Alejandro or Mel, you local folks, I have a bunch of stuff to leave you when I leave the Bay Area. So, an
Yeah.
unopened big bottle of vodka.
I still gotta pick that stuff up from you. I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll plan
no
on this
rush.
week. So
I'll probably be
I
here. We're probably leaving August 1st is our current expectation. So, I'll be
Okay.
here for a
Well.
while.
Okay, well then, if we have any more beer busts come up last minute as we were told, then I guess just
Yeah.
keep it for now. But let's just make it a point. I get that stuff from you before you leave, so.
Great. At the moment, it's pouring rain here. Luckily, the house painting all got done last week. Okay, Mel, anything else from you?
Do we have any further planning on the Barrison related stuff and GLBT Museum?
I haven't done anything more. Yeah, we kind of left it hanging with the History Museum of what we're going to do. I haven't prodded them or gotten anything from them. We really should kind of get that finished, right? I don't remember what
Yeah,
else we're going to do.
we are on the calendar though, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It
Okay.
may be worth doing something with less in a slideshow and Andy's already doing the movie. There's some potential here to do something a little bigger. This one thing that struck me today was the videos, the pictures that you got have been shared on our site about the Philippine bears, and
Yeah.
thought that's just an example of how widespread this movement has become, this community has become, and that maybe we need to do a larger presentation during Barrison that talks about how universal this
Yeah.
program, how universal this community has become.
Do we know any of the Aloha Bears in Hawaii?
No, that would be good. And then there's, in
Yeah.
Estonia, there's, is the fact that Les is going there. We've got bears in China. We've got, I mean, it's this, it might be worth trying to do a bigger presentation or event that Les could do a
Maybe
slideshow of or something.
have someone that's in charge of international reach out and in charge of the international aspect of it.
And maybe we host a meeting, at least a Zoom meeting about, specifically saying we'd like to talk about the bear movement around the world, and we'd like, we have. I'm thinking of what Nick did with the academic, the really nerdy side, the really academic meeting about bears. him and Les and the third person, so not that academic, but host a meeting where we just kind of talk about it as as an option.
Sounds good.
We have the
Thank you.
Zoom technology. Okay, good. Thanks, Mel. Les, anything else from you?
Nope.
Okay, Alejandro, you and I need to chase down Chase, and then you and I, or you, Mel, and or I've got some physical transfers to do. Les, I'll get you a, I'll do a new banner. You want it horizontal, right, Les?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it worth us getting a storage space if there's a fair amount of stuff? I have no room to store anything in my estate.
I
I
don't
live with
think
an artist. There's no room.
if it's just the, I mean, the stuff that we use at the beer bus, I don't think we need
Yeah,
to store too much.
I have one box of cups, Jello.
I have a garage, so I can
Yeah.
put it in there.
Oh,
So.
okay.
The two banners. In fact, the banners are and the dowels are in the garage. The vodka and Jello and shot cups are in a box, one box. So yeah, it's not a big deal. Okay.
Yep, I can put that in my garage. So.
And then Alejandro, I'm going to try to drop by Chase and see what they have to say about Andor lets you and I talk.
You want to do
Great.
that and then talk, or you want to talk before that?
I'm going to try to drop by just to get
Okay.
their thoughts.
Okay.
Hunter, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
Sashay away. Anything else you have to share for this meeting, Hunter?
I do not. The only thing that I have is Les, I've got your questionnaire for the interview that we're going to do for your anthology on long-term AIDS survivors. I'll send it over to you this weekend, and maybe we can find a date to record the interview.
Great, great.
So,
And I have to one have one more thing to mention. When I'm in Estonia at the thing, I will be promoting the BHPI, letting everyone know that they're welcome to join, and also that we're hoping for, board members from the Baltic countries to join
great. Let them like either shoot me an email or Facebook, whatever, that so that we know when they're trying to join, I'll have no idea who they are. And a lot of people don't see that there are questions. So I'll follow up, but have them, say Les sent me. Remind them there are rules, and the rules can be Les told me to join, and that's fine. That's enough. Or
Okay.
you let them in, whatever.
Yep. Very good.
Okay.
And a
So if
quick
Hunter and
question. Quick question about Les's European trip and also the long-term survivors thing. What are you doing? Are you doing a new book or is this interview with you about the book or what's going on there?
yeah, I'm starting to work on a second book. It's gotten very enthusiastic. The first one's gotten a very enthusiastic response, and everyone would like to see stories from everyone who is not a Bay Area gay white cisgender man. And oh yeah, and I got Shanghaied into being one of three bears living with HIV at a panel they're doing at in Estonia as well. So I'll be putting it out there. So that could be a whole chapter too, bears with HIV. Anyways,
Okay,
whatever.
Chuck, message me on Facebook and I will give you a contact for a woman I interviewed who's been organizing Southern AIDS activism in the Southeast that I interviewed for a piece on the AIDS quilt about a year ago. She was amazing. And she's a long-term survivor. There's
Oh,
people like,
good.
amazing story about how you turned that into helping her community out and things. So there are some really great stories out there. And I would recommend the Names Project as the other place to just check with them because that's a big part of their mission too, is to expand the awareness of the communities that have survived. So the names projects people may also be a good source for you for looking for people to interview on that topic.
Excellent. Thanks.
Okay, and Les and Hunter, unless I'm also involved in these upcoming interviews, just make sure the names get on our master list, so that we kind of are trying to track what's going on.
Okay. Oh,
Thanks.
and Les, where else are you going, in place besides Estonia? Are you going to be going to Germany at all, or how are you?
Yeah, I'm visiting old friends in Bonn in Germany, and they're a straight couple. And I've been trying something I'm hoping that will happen in Estonia is that I have been trying for the last 3 years to get any bear in Germany to respond to me, and not a single one has.
That's
So
weird.
I need to find somebody, that I could connect with who then could, tell people that, I'm legitimate.
You're legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a government thing? Like people are worried about the government, or?
No, I think they have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
Like, so,
It's
what's
probably more of a German attitude thing.
yeah, that's the other
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And they have a reputation in Europe that they do their own thing
Yeah. Well,
separate
maybe
from
the Estonia
American.
will be an in.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, Nick, anything else? Oh, let me just say, Nick, thank you again for your spearheading the, work that you're doing for the original archives, the Bear History Project archives. And I still remember when you were saying, "I'm going after this grant." You know, I'm like, "Oh, please." What university is going to? Of course, that was a different political climate like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But I remember just thinking, "Oh, you're so naive." Just like, oh, you academics, it'll never happen. I just cannot imagine it having happened. So when I saw Andy pinning a microphone on you, I mean, I just cried. I thought, oh, it's really all happened. It sounds like it was a great series of trips. It really helped rescue the archives from as much obscurity. Obviously we can point people there. Oh, between the three of us, so Nick, Les, and I, we've always said we were going to write up a little guide for if people are visiting the archives, they need to plan in advance. They can only take so much. We've always said we're going to do that, and we haven't done that. So something
Well,
else.
we're definitely. So what Les and I are going to produce is a kind of curated finding guide with what we think are these are the key items that you should see when you're there, which is still a lot of stuff. And we have photographs of all, like a taster of what's in all the key folders, even if we couldn't photograph the whole thing. What will come as part of that is that guide. That is how, even from like, how do you park here? How do you find which building are we going into?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the details of how to book it out because it is not user friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're visiting the Parliament House, make sure, oh, some of you are
Yeah.
far too young to know what that would be. Mel knows.
Two D former DCites, yep.
Yes.
So personal question. I don't know if it ended up in the archive or not. I've been trying to hunt it down. I wrote a piece for Frontiers Magazine San Francisco. When it had a, it's a been Frontiers LA was a big magazine down there for a long time, but they tried to do it in San Francisco for about a year and a half, and I wrote a large piece about the early bear, about the bear community, and I hadn't been able to get on it.
It's possible it might be there. There are some pieces about bears and they're from Frontiers. Was it by your name,
Was
Mel
by me.
Baker?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a look because I think I'm pretty confident that I photographed everything in Frontiers, so I didn't always pay attention
So
to
there
who
were
the author
definitely two
was.
different ones. There was Frontiers LA and there was
Yeah.
Frontiers San Francisco. And Frontiers San Francisco was just their kind of effort to come move into this market, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but
They did it for about a
we
year and
do
a
have
half.
material from both of them.
Okay, cool.
So it's possible that it's there.
So we have a I guess on our Essentials linked page, we have a link to the Cornell Gay Archives. So copy. So we have this. Where's our chat for this? Okay. So we have a link to, a highlight version of what's in the archives. Have you looked there, Mel?
No.
Okay.
But
I know.
it wouldn't tell you because it's not an itemized list. This is only the folder list, and some of the folders contain hundreds and hundreds of items in them.
Yeah. And it's in that weird sort of not pre-digitized, but sort of sometimes digitized era. Yeah, it was
The
in the
only
mid-90s.
mention of the word Baker is somebody named Jim Baker. That looks like a German.
That's a book about
He's the
theirs, yeah.
publisher who did the bear cult in Germany, which was basically kind of a condensed boilerplate of Bear Book One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only word, that's the only mention of the word Baker I see at this list,
Okay.
at this level. Okay. All right.
Oh, and I do have three more things quickly.
Okay.
One is if I can read my handwriting. Oh, I'm compiling a list of all the archives I can find that have bear collections in them for us to post.
And you send me one of these every 5 days without warning. Yes.
Yes.
So helpful.
It's like, but because I'm running around doing a million things, and like each time it's like, before I forget it or lose the link, anyway, sorry about that.
Let me teach you a thing called notes. What kind of
Yeah.
phone do you have? An iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I'm going to get you some iPhone training.
Okay. I know how to dial numbers.
That's good. Okay, and what else?
Well, the second thing is, Brenda really saw what a big deal our collection is, and that was very encouraging. And the third thing that's, not going to be published is Nick came across my file of very vile correspondence I had
Yes,
with Mr. Bulger.
the drama.
Oh my God, yes.
What kind of correspondence?
Well, two things happened.
You
One
aren't
is,
being recorded.
okay. Luke Mowerman had submitted. I published his chapter in one of the bear books, and in his words, he called Richard a psychopath, and he also complained about not promoting writing articles about AIDS in Bear Magazine, and it was all about. He was going to sue Haworth Press, and he was demanding that I retract that information. And he was attacking me as if I had said it personally. And the other thing was when he tried to copyright the word bear, and Sam Ganzerich has given us all of the legal documents about that. And Bulger, in his letters to me, denied that he ever did that. His claim was he had to copyright the name of the magazine for something I don't remember. But we do have proof that he actually did try to copyright the word. So, and he was very unpleasant to deal with.
Yeah.
So Richard Bulger, just FYI, I met him late in his life. I played with him late in his life, one time. And he had taken up learning to be a therapist. And he was actually studying to be a therapist before he passed away.
Oh.
So he seemed to have kind of tried to rework his ideas. Although when he moved up to Brush Creek, it was a major drug fueled. He talked
Yeah,
about that with me. He was on a real, and he and a partner he had at the time. I mean, it was drug crazy land up. So, and that was after he sold Bear Magazine.
Yeah. Well, and that was also very clear to me that I was dealing with an active addict, and there's even
Yeah,
an
he was a meth addict. Yeah.
yeah. And I even commented that in about that in one of my annual newsletters that I send out to friends about this whole drama and his drug addiction. Anyways, funny how drugs usually play a role in this craziness.
Yeah, but apparently near the end of the latter part of his life, he'd come through a kind of a resolutionary phase around that and was conscious of the things he had done wrong. You know, I mean, we talked a bit. We didn't talk a lot. We
I'm
there,
reading
I mean,
about
interacted
gay
with him for a few
biker
hours.
culture. I'm like, gay biker culture? What does that have to do with me? Like, oh, that's right.
Oh, and I also remember Richard, when I was living in Boston, he came to, or he tried to come to a monthly New England Bear Night at the Leather Bar, and they wouldn't let him in because he had been pretty nasty to them. And he went ballistic and he was screaming at me that to use my pull to let him in. And I just, walked away. Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Okay. Do any of us know Dave S. Brown? I looked for Richard Bulger and came across this Bear Magazine review and about the beginning of the Bear movement. Never heard this guy before. Dave S. Brown, 516, the U.S. gay historian. Okay, let me put this in the chat just so it's part of the discussion. Okay. Okay, so
Oh, cool.
imagine that drama. Okay, so
Never.
thanks
Drama in
everybody.
I
Bear
call it
community. Never, yeah.
the drama of petty power. The
Oh, yeah.
less important work you're doing,
Jerry.
the more drama there is. In
Yes.
other words, you can have a minor post in a small nonprofit or a minor interaction in a small advocacy group or whatever, and oh my God, that person's sense of self-importance and righteous indignation and all of that
Yes.
is
Yes.
on
You
full
know who had
display.
the most famous quote about that was Henry Kissinger. He said, in academics, and I'll look at Nick, in academics, the fights are so petty because the spoils are so small. The things that people are fighting over. And that was the case. I worked at Visa International for 11 years. And like there was nothing to do. We were basically a nonprofit, just making money for the banks, right? The holy wars about things were amazing what people would fight about publicly. But because, the what you were fighting out was so small. Okay.
Freud's neuroses of small differences is the challenge on the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Thanks.
two last things,
Okay,
since
quickly.
we're gossiping right now.
Yes, quickly.
One is in that correspondence, Richard stated that he did invent bears.
As a concept. Yeah.
Yes. And I see two other things about that. One was that he raged at me for daring to rewrite history, bear history, and I was an asshole and all that stuff about that. And it was obvious that I had bought my PhD and not earned it for good measure. No. So
Yes, the drama.
it
Okay,
was.
well,
Did you? I'm just
so
I'm
helpful.
still paying out for it, yeah.
Can I say this? And I did enjoy my playtime with Richard Bulger, but let's just say that there weren't.
No, you can't. Whatever you're thinking of, you got to think this long. You cannot say it. Okay, let me take back control of this meeting. Thanks, everybody. Great meeting. In May, we'll return to our regular broadcast schedule. Mel, let you and I talk about finding a video transcription type person. Hunter, I'm specifically not looking at you because you don't have time to work on it, although you helped us find a less expensive way of doing them. So I'll continue to explore that. Alejandro, let me know what you hear from Dave. You know, we worked with him a couple times. I think he'd be a great addition to the board and the secretarial role.
Yeah,
There's not really a ton to do for the secretary because so much of it now is AI and automated, but we need somebody in that
we
role.
need the formality of the position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I texted him, so he's battling a cold right now. So you message him on Facebook, anywhere.
Yeah, we'll bombard him.
Yeah. And so, but he It would be a good distraction for him on the side too. So.
Bill, can we
Okay.
stay on for just a second afterwards and try and work out the parameters of that videographer thing?
Okay, so thanks everybody. And again,
Okay.
the natural part of the evolution is the sustainability of the organization. People will come and go, and there'll be peripheral organizations like Andy and his bear filming, and that's large, that's tangential but involved in us, which is great. Nick, that's your adventures in your university and money that you brought in to do work that's going to be crucial to just the community in general and our organization specifically. So that's great. So there are all these, these overlapping, I'm from a math background, so the Venn diagram of all these organizations that have something to do with each other, including overlapping people, is great to see. We all have our part to play. So thanks, everybody.
Thank
Everybody
you.
but Mel is dismissed. Thanks.
So, Phil, there is a queer job board on Facebook is one place we could start. Do we have a we probably would want to pay an hourly wage and set a limit for how much that would be per video.
We also, I
So,
also want to, I want to start with, our organization has 370 people now. Right, I want to start there.
Let's go there then. That way, because then now the other question I was having is how do we get a sympathetic group? Video skills are so common now. We should be able to find somebody that could do that. And what we might do is that the job, the way we screen somebody for a job is, this is the way we do it in broadcasting a lot, is you give somebody a small assignment and then you have them work on it. And you have the exact same thing. For instance, the last job we hired at my new organization, we hired a host for Show Civic, and I had two candidates at the end, and I had them both interview the same person with 15 minutes warning. So they had 15 minutes to study the guest, and then they did an interview. They both did good interviews. One did an exceptional interview. So the idea would be we would. The test would be to cut down one of the current videos that we've already published, or not, just one of the simpler, one of the ones we know will be simpler, and to cut it down to X amount of time and put it in order with just using the material available in the video. That will be the interview process. You can do this, and you have 2 hours to do it, or whatever. Then that's probably somebody worthwhile to hire to do this.
And then also, what we're heading towards is almost, I would say, with big air quotes, I would say it's almost fully automatable. So if we come out with a bulleted list of, well, here's the 10 steps to what we're talking about, that's almost on its way to creating an artificial intelligent agent that could do it as well, just to make sure we don't destroy actual video. But
Well, no, what you do is anytime you use original material, you never, ever, ever, ever cut the original material. You have a raw file you parked somewhere, you never touch it. You make a copy of that. That's what people work on. You never, ever, ever mess with the raw file. So, I've been watching the videos we've made using the AI kind of tools. I mean, it's okay, but it's not great. A human, for instance, somebody that was in the bear community that was looking at this video goes, "Oh, this is the part I find interesting. This is the part I find interesting." And they move it up and move it around. And so that human touch is still going to be there. And especially if we find somebody within our own community who can do this on the side.
Okay, well, but we've got 50 of them done, and at least 100 more that we want to interview people. So there's a lot. So we either need, if someone's going to be skilled or interested, we don't want to drain our bank account for just this. Although this is, the main thing we're known for. So. Okay, let me
Let's
think
say it
about.
costs $50. Let's say it costs $50 per inner. Let's $50 to have them cut down. So we're going to do another 100 interviews. So that's $5,000.
Yeah.
So that would be a lot, but not everything.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, but $50, that implies like, say, $20 an hour for 2.5 hours or something per interview.
If $25, we pay them just 25 an hour, which is really low. Okay, we're not hiring an Andy level videographer. We're hiring somebody who knows basic video skills, probably younger, who just we can put this part of their val the value of them. They're getting paid for it. They're not being asked to do it for free. Part of the value is that they can show it on their sizzle reel, or they can at least mention it in their resume that they've done video editing for the
They could
Academic Bear History Project Internationals.
pick and choose, or yeah, we might even find somebody with skills in some tool that we haven't thought about or used. Because Hunter came up with this, whatever he called it, river something. Can't remember.
Rivendale.
I don't know. I don't
I
remember.
think there's one called Rivendale
Yeah.
that does a lot of this. Okay, so let's do that. So let's put a message out on our Facebook page, and then if we get 5 or 10 people, maybe what we can do is hold a Zoom meeting with them all.
Yeah.
Invite all of them to a Zoom meeting, and if they can't be at one, then maybe we have 2 or 3 sessions of Zoom, and we lay out the parameters, and then we can send out the video that way.
Yeah, we'll
There's
create
something
it.
I, that's a level of commitment I can keep up here, and I apologize, I'm not been able to do more of that anyway.
It's okay. Everybody's got, some commitments. And again, I really, really, really wanted to go to Ithaca. I really, really wanted to meet
Yeah.
Nick. Oh, are we still recording? We're still recording.